I rise today to join my friend and colleague, Senator Isaacson from Georgia, to congratulate Spelman College, the country's oldest historically black college for women, on its 125th anniversary. Spelman College was established in 1881 by two school teachers and Baptist missionaries, Sophia B. Packard and Harriet E. Giles, for the purpose of educating African-American women and girls. Located in Atlanta and started in the basement of the Friendship Baptist Church, the college has come a long way from its beginnings, growing into a 32-acre campus. Spelman is also a member of the largest group of historically black institutions in the world, including Morehouse University, the Morehouse School of Medicine, Clark Atlanta University, and the Interdenominational Theological Center. Spelman has a very diverse student population, with 2,100 students from 41 states and 15 foreign countries. In 2005, Spelman ranked among the top 75 liberal arts colleges, according to U.S. News and World Report. 84% of the faculty at Spelman hold a Ph.D. or higher degree, and the student-teacher ratio is 11 to 1, making Spelman a top choice for African-American women to obtain their undergraduate degree. Many of their students obviously seek advanced degrees. In 2000, Spelman ranked second in the country in placing African-American students in medical schools. The federal government has seen the promise that the students and faculty at Spelman possess. And in 2003, the National Institutes of Health National Center for Minority and Health Disparities awarded the college $4.2 million in grants for research to help eliminate health disparities among minority groups. Also in 2003, National Aeronautics and Space Administration awarded the college with a $4.5 million grant to enhance its Women in Science and Engineering Scholars Program. Spelman College also realizes the need to give back to the African-American community. With the help of federal funding, the school created the Spelman College Health and Wellness Initiative. This program is helping to gain a better understanding of the many factors that impact the health of young African-American women. The Health and Wellness Initiative is also helping to create preventive strategies for the unique circumstances that apply to all African-American women. These strategies are currently being developed and used to prevent cancer, cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and HIV/AIDS in African-American women. In 2005, six Spelman women qualified for the International RoboCup 2005 four-legged robot soccer competition in Osaka, Japan. The students created computer programs for the robots to compete in the soccer tournament, requiring the robots to play without human intervention. Of the 24 teams that qualified internationally, the Spellbots, as the team is called, were the first and only historically black college and university, the only all-women institution, and the only United States undergraduate institution to qualify for the tournament. When looking back years from now at historically black colleges and robotics research, all searches will lead to Spelman. Spelman graduates have gone on to be professionals such as doctors, nurses, lawyers, teachers, engineers, and chemists. I want to congratulate Spelman College on their success in developing thousands of young women into strong business and community leaders over the past 125 years. I'd also like to recognize the president of Spelman College, my friend Dr. Beverly Daniel Tatum, and the administration, faculty, staff, and students and alumni of the college for their leadership, outstanding achievements, and contributions that have made Spelman such a fine institution and such a great citizen of the state of Georgia. It is my sincere hope that Spelman will continue to thrive and prosper, as I know they will, for many years to come.